some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. His purpose was to equip God's people for the work of serving and building up the body of Christ until we all reach the unity of faith and knowledge of God's Son. God's goal for us is to become mature adults, to be fully grown, measured by the standard of the fullness of Christ. As a result, we aren't supposed to be infants any longer who can be tossed and blown about by every wind that comes from teaching with deceitful scheming and the tricks people play to deliberately mislead others. Instead, by speaking the truth with love, let's grow in every way into Christ, who is the head. The whole body grows from him as it is joined and held together by all the supporting ligaments. The body makes itself grow in that it builds itself up with love as each one does its part. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, this morning may the words of my mouth, may the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This past Wednesday evening, May the 16th, against the Angels, Justin Verlander became only the 33rd pitcher in Major League Baseball history to reach 2,500 strikeouts in his 9-inning, 5-hit shutout that gave the Astros a 2-0 win. It was his 8th career shutout, his first since 2015. Now, you remember, Verlander is that pitcher that we traded for and got with 2 seconds to spare on August the 31st, right before the trading deadline. Before that, his career had been with the Detroit Tigers since he entered professional baseball in 2005. Before that, he played college ball at Old Dominion College. Before that, he played high school ball at Goochland High School in Virginia. And before that, like many young players, he played Little League ball. So how did Justin Verlander go from a young kid on a Little League team to a Cy Young winner, 6-time All-Star and World Series champion? Same as anyone who reaches excellence in any field. Passion, talent, and practice. It's achieved by refusing to give up in the face of difficulty. Like our young players in the drama today almost did in the top of the first inning. A person will achieve greatness when they don't throw in the towel at the first sign of difficulty, but work relentlessly on the fundamentals. Vince Lombardi once said, he said that excellence is achieved by the mastery of the fundamentals. As you've heard and celebrated, we have at least 13 high school graduates that are graduating out of our church today. If not today, well, they were here today. Okay, I'll stop. That are here this morning. We have so many of them. And y'all are heading in so many different directions. We trust as a church, seniors, that you have learned the fundamentals of math and reading and writing for sure. The fundamentals of what it means to make good choices. The fundamentals of character. And we pray the fundamentals of faith. That there is nowhere that you will go in life that God is not going to be there. And that God has claimed you as God's beloved child. And that nothing will take you from him. There may be times, seniors and for all of us, that we are tempted to doubt ourselves and our ability to succeed. At those times, I want you to remember those young players in the skit today. It's really only the top half of the first inning. Justin Verlander had times, no doubt, that he wasn't sure of himself, but he stayed true to the fundamentals that he knew. Today in the church, we also celebrate Pentecost, the day when the church was born through the power of the Holy Spirit. And as we ponder how the church has done in the past and how the church will move into the future, we remember Paul's words to the church in Ephesus about some of those fundamental beliefs about the church and each person who makes up the church. Paul, writing to the church in Ephesus, he says, "You are one body and one spirit, just as God also called you in one hope. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. God has given his grace to each one of us, measured out by the gift that is given by Christ." Friends, I think there's a reason he uses one a whole lot. He wants us to get that. We are to be unified in our hope in Christ. And yet, as Pentecost points out to us, we are differently gifted. These young people who stood up here, they are differently gifted. And we are differently gifted for the purpose of building up the church to maturity. We read in Ephesians that his purpose was to equip God's people for the work of serving and building up the body of Christ, until we all reach the unity of faith and knowledge of God's Son. God's goal for us is to become mature adults, to be fully grown, measured by the standard of the fullness of Christ. You see, we're not simply to be just tossed about by and blown about, but we are called to be steady in our trust in the fundamentals of the faith, and steady in our love and appreciation of each other. Just as we care for our own body, we remember that that person sitting beside us, in front of us, behind us, they're also part of our body of Christ, and that all have a part to play if the body is to remain healthy. We remember that it is Christ who is the head of the body, and that the whole body grows from him. And then here's this wonderful mystery that's found in Ephesians. The body makes itself grow in that it builds itself up with love as each one does its part. Every one of us has a part to play. No matter, going back to the baseball analogy, if we're like the star pitcher like Verlander, or if we're more of a utility player, when we practice remembering the fundamentals, and here are those fundamentals: God loves us, and God loves everyone else too. God made a way for us to have a life-altering, life-giving, forever life in Jesus Christ. And we are called to lives of service and love through the power of the Holy Spirit. Each person is important to the church, because each person is important to God. And thank God, together we are more than the sum of our parts. I love this quote that I read by Robert Schuller. "Anyone can count the number of seeds in an apple, but only God can count the number of apples in a seed." That is really profound. One is just simple math. The other is what God can do with the faithfulness of his people. Teach one child kindness, one child, one seed. Who knows, over the course of their life, how many people will be affected. Only God knows that. When faithful people gather and commit to being the body of Christ in our world, we have no idea what fruit will come from that. We choose to love all God's children. Those that we know, those that we haven't ever met. So that God can use us, this particular part of the body of Christ, to be the very embodiment of God's presence in our world today. As I wrote this, and then as I considered the horror of Friday's events at Santa Fe High School, once again, I'm reminded that we cannot counteract the hate and the hopelessness in our world by giving into it or by shouting over it, but only by holding up the light of Christ, by responding with the fundamentals of grace and acts of mercy, by holding the hands of those who are hurting, and by being relentlessly faithful to Christ's fundamental message of love and social action, of personal transformation and social action, of love of God and love of neighbor. So what does that look like for you? My invitation for you is that you spend some time in prayer about that. But then act. Remember that we are about making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. And when you grow weary, remember when you grow afraid, remember we don't quit at the top of the first inning. We are part of a much longer story than we can even imagine. Our job is to keep practicing the fundamentals until the game is over. Let us pray. Gracious God, Lord, we ask for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit, that we may be encouraged to keep practicing the fundamentals of our faith, to keep shining the light of Christ in a world that sometimes seems so dark, trusting in you for the redemption of mankind. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.